Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q1 FY27 earnings conference call of PPAP Automotive Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on a touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Abhishek Jain, Managing Director and CEO of PPAP Automotive Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Avirat. Good morning, everyone, and a very warm welcome to all of you. And thank you for joining us for the PPAP Automotive Limited's Quarter 1 Financial Year 27 earnings conference call. I am joined today by Mr. Sachin Jain, our Chief Financial Officer, along with our Investor Relations Advisor, Strategic Growth Advisors. While Q4 Financial Year 26 marked a significant turning point for the company, reflecting the positive outcomes of the sustained efforts and strategic initiatives undertaken over the past several quarters, this positive momentum has continued into Quarter 1 Financial Year 27 as well. Quarter 4 Financial Year 27 had laid a strong foundation for the future through a series of long-term strategic reforms and organizational initiatives aimed at driving sustainable growth, improving efficiencies, and enhancing long-term value creation. One of the key initiatives announced during the Quarter 4 was the decision to bring the company and all its subsidiaries under the unified identity of the Ajay Group. This transition is intended to create a future-ready organization with a shared vision, a unified culture, stronger collaboration across businesses, and enhanced strategic alignment across our diversified operations. During Quarter 4, we also completed the divestment of our stake in the joint venture company and initiated the restructuring of our tooling business. As part of this restructuring, the tooling business is proposed to be hived off into a wholly owned subsidiary of PPAP under the name of Meraki Precision Tools Engineering Limited. This process is currently underway and is expected to be completed by Quarter 3 of Financial Year 27. In addition, as part of the group's ongoing efforts to streamline operations, simplify the corporate structure, and improve the efficiencies, the company has initiated the process of merging Avinya Batteries Limited with the parent entity, PPAP. The merger process is in progress and is expected to complete by Quarter 4 of Financial Year 27. Coming to the Quarter 1 of Financial Year 27, we have entered the new financial year with strong momentum, building on the progress achieved over the last few quarters. Higher customer production schedules, healthy demand across vehicle segments, and the ramp-up of new programs have supported a robust start to this new year. Our focus continues to remain on strengthening our core automotive business, expanding our technology and manufacturing capabilities, improving operational excellence, and creating sustainable long-term value through disciplined execution across all our business verticals. On a consolidated basis, the company reported revenues from operations of INR 156.4 crores, representing a growth of 34.1% year-on-year. The EBITDA increased by 33.3% year-on-year to INR 12.4 crores. This performance was driven by higher production volumes, improved operating leverage, better capacity utilization, and disciplined execution across all our businesses. Let me now briefly discuss the performance across our key business segments. First, we'll start with the automotive part business. The industry delivered an exceptionally strong performance in Quarter 1, recording its best-ever quarterly sales across passenger vehicles, commercial vehicles, and three-wheelers. The growth was supported by lower GST rates, improved availability of finance, new model launches, and strengthening consumer demand. Passenger vehicle sales increased by 25% year-on-year to 1.27 million units, driven primarily by the strong momentum in the utility vehicle segment. Two-wheeler sales grew by 20.3%, supported by scooter demand, while commercial vehicle sales rose by 18.3% on the back of replacement demand and increasing infrastructure activity. Three-wheeler sales also remained strong, growing by 29.7%, led by healthy demand across both passenger and goods carrier segments. In addition, vehicle exports also recorded their strongest ever first quarter, reflecting improved demand across several global markets and strengthening India's position as a competitive automotive manufacturing hub. Looking ahead, the industry outlook remains encouraging. The upcoming festival season, lower vehicle ownership costs following the new improved GST 2.0, easier financing conditions, and overall a positive consumer sentiment are expected to support the continued demand momentum. At the same time, we remain watchful of the geopolitical developments, commodity price volatility, and global supply chain dynamics, which could influence the operating environment over the course of this year. Coming to our business performance, the automotive part business continued to be the largest contributor to our revenues during the quarter. The segment benefited from higher customer production schedules, improved capacity utilization, and the continued ramp-up of new vehicle program across all the key OEM platforms. During the quarter, we secured lifetime orders worth 131 crores, representing a growth of 51.8% year-on-year. Importantly, the EV programs contributed nearly 64 crores out of this 131, highlighting our increasing participation in the rapidly expanding electric mobility ecosystem and strengthening our long-term revenue visibility. A key strategic milestone during the quarter was our technology partnership with Hutchinson, which is a global leader in the automotive sealing system. Through this partnership, PPAP will offer modern and advanced body sealing system solutions to all the customers in India, enabling access to global technologies and next-generation sealing solutions. We believe this collaboration will significantly enhance our technological capabilities, accelerate new product development, and expand our addressable opportunities with OEM customer, and further strengthen our position as a preferred technology-driven mobility solutions provider. With a healthy order pipeline across both ICE and EV platforms, increasing customer engagements and continued focus on technology-led growth, we remain confident of sustaining our growth momentum and delivering improved business performance in the coming quarters. Our aftermarket business also continued to deliver strong growth momentum, with revenue increasing by 30% year-on-year in quarter 1 of financial year 27. During this quarter, we successfully launched 345 new SKUs, expanding our total product portfolio to 1312 SKUs compared to 1264 at the end of financial year 26. This reflects our continued focus on broadening our product offering and addressing a wider range of customer requirements in the aftermarket ecosystem. During this quarter, we also strengthened our distribution footprint by expanding our network to 155 distributors, further enhancing our reach across India as well as the neighboring international markets. The aftermarket business currently contributes around 6% to our overall revenues, and going forward, we remain focused on accelerating growth in this segment through continued product portfolio expansion, deeper penetration of our distribution network, and increased presence in both domestic as well as international markets. This business remains an important strategic pillar in our efforts to diversify revenue streams, improve market resilience, and built a strong customer base beyond the OEM segment. We are very hopeful that sooner than later, this segment will start contributing around 10% to the overall revenues of the company. The tooling business continues to maintain a healthy order pipeline across both automotive and non-automotive customers. Capacity utilization currently stands at 84%, indicating sustained demand and efficient utilization of available resources. During the quarter, we received orders for 30 molds while maintaining a strong pipeline of 124 molds, providing healthy revenue visibility for the coming quarters. While last year, this division had successfully developed 148 molds, this year we intend to increase our output by 20%. As part of our strategic restructuring initiative, this business is proposed to commence independent operations under the newly formed entity, Meraki Precision Tool Engineering Limited, from quarter three of this financial year. This transition is expected to enhance operational focus, improve agility in serving customers, and enhance our engineering capabilities by creating a dedicated platform for further growth in the tooling and precision engineering business. The industrial product business delivered a strong growth of 38% in financial year 2026, reflecting on the progress made in expanding our customer base and product applications. However, in quarter one financial year 2027, the business witnessed some moderation in sales, primarily due to the seasonal nature of demand in certain product categories. Despite the softer quarter, the business continued to demonstrate encouraging traction in international markets, with approximately 30% of the quarter's revenue generated from exports. This highlights the growing acceptance of our products in overseas markets and provides a strong foundation for future expansion. Currently, the industrial product division contributes less than 1% of the company's total revenues. Nevertheless, we see significant long-term potential in this business. With our ongoing business development initiatives, expansion of customer engagements, product portfolio enhancement, and increasing focus on export opportunity, we are targeting a meaningful scale-up of this vertical. Over the medium term, we are optimistic that the industrial product business can evolve into a significant growth engine and contribute approximately 10% to the company's overall revenues, while also supporting our broader strategy of revenue diversification beyond the core automotive business. The battery business continued to show encouraging growth momentum, with revenue increasing by 1.28x in financial year 2026 compared to the previous year. During quarter one of financial year 2027, the revenue increased by 4x year-on-year basis, but that was primarily owing to a lower base of the last financial year 2026. Despite the strong growth in revenue, the business continues to operate in a challenging environment, primarily due to increases in raw material costs, pricing pressures, and significantly shorter customer delivery timelines. We are working closely with our supply chain partners to improve the overall efficiency and to improve our inventory management and sourcing so that we can cater to their requirements in a better way. Our focus remains on improving the execution, controlling our costs, and minimizing the losses contributed by this business. Overall, we are encouraged by the strong start to financial year 2027 across all our business segments. Our healthy order pipeline, new product development initiatives, and favorable industry outlook provides a strong foundation for sustained growth. At the same time, our technology partnership with Hutchinson marks an important strategic milestone, significantly enhancing our capabilities in advanced sealing systems and reinforcing our position as a preferred technology-driven mobility solutions partner. However, raw material inflation remains an important near-term watch item across our businesses. While we have made progress in securing cost pass through arrangements with customers, a portion of the recent cost increases is still under discussion. We are continuously engaging with our customers closely and maintaining a disciplined approach towards cost management and margin protection. We also remain watchful of the geopolitical developments, commodity price movements, and the global supply chain dynamics, which could influence the operation environment over the course of this year. At the same time, we believe that our diversified business portfolio, technology-led growth strategy, strengthening customer relationships, and disciplined execution capabilities position us well to deliver sustained long-term growth and creating value for all the stakeholders. With that, I conclude my opening remarks and request the moderator to kindly open the floor for questioning. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Hardik Chheda from Lark. Please go ahead.
Sir, with regard to the Hutchison JV, can you throw a little what kind of revenue you are expecting over the next 3 years because of this? That is the main, I would say, the main development. So can you throw the details on that?
With the Hutchison, we have signed a technology partnership agreement. Yes. Wherein we'll be developing new solutions for all the customers, not only covering only European, but across all the segments. So currently, we are engaging with the customers to look for more opportunities for these new solutions, along with our engagement with the existing customers. देखिए दो तरीके से बिजनेस हो रहा है बेसिकली ऑटोमोटिव साइड पे. जो पीपीएपी ऑलरेडी कर रही है बिजनेस वो पीपीएपी ऑलरेडी कर ही रही है एंड वी आर एडिंग न्यू कस्टमर्स लाइक जो भी हमारे एग्जिस्टिंग थे और नए प्लेयर्स आ रहे हैं. हचिंसन के साथ जो है वी विल बी मेकिंग सम न्यू काइंड ऑफ प्रोडक्ट्स एंड दैट इज अंडर डिस्कशन. सो राइट नाउ वी डोंट हैव अ नंबर इन माइंड बट customers are very excited about these solutions being available in India market now, and I think this year we will be able to achieve some breakthrough.
Okay, so sir, we will be marketing the existing product or we are developing product with them and then we will start marketing that? So I didn't get that.
We will be developing new products along with them.
Okay, and this product will be sold exclusively for India, or after developing this product, we will even export this product? We are looking for only the domestic market, or once then we are even looking for exports of this market?
As of now, we are focusing primarily on the Indian market.
Okay. And sir, at least could you give me a ballpark next time when we actually translate it to revenue? Like quarter by 2, 3, 4, how many quarters are we expecting it to translate into meaningful revenue?
Dekhi, we are already engaging with the customers, Avi, and so I think by end of this year, we should have some clarity on that.
Okay. And we are focusing only on one particular product or is the range of products that you are developing with them?
This partnership basically has focus on one kind of product primarily, That is मतलब एक वो होता है ना कि the main focus is going to be on the glass run channel, but
okay.
With the glass run channel, all the existing products that we are already making for the customers, that will also be is also part of our agreement.
Okay, okay. And how big is the market for this glass run channel in India?
I don't have the number right now in front of me for glass run channel, but all matlab basically all passengers, every car needs a glass run channel.
Okay, okay. And whom will be competing this? Like main competitor? Who is your main competitor in this in India?
In glass run channel, in this particular technology, main competitor is SFC, Anand Nishikawa, Toyota Gusei.
Okay, thank you so much. So that's it from my side. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhruv Ravani from PriceBridge PMS. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good morning. Wanted to check that, you know, while we are seeing revenue growth, what is your plan for operating profit margins? When do you see that going up and what is your internal target on that?
So, thank you for the question. Regarding the operating margin side, because in this quarter, you see there was an impact of this raw material prices increasing across the businesses which we have. So, on the raw material side, the main impact is there. So approximately 4% of the raw material cost has gone up due to these increases. Out of that, we are able to pass on of around 2% of the raw material prices to the customer. For the balance 50% price increases, we are in the discussion with the customer, and we are hopeful that by the end of Q2 and the start of Q3, we will be able to settle those price increases also with the customer.
Understood. So because, but even otherwise, do you have any internal target that at what level you would want your operating margins to look like, say, 1 year down the line or exit FY27 with?
Yeah, that is their internal targets are there. So we are working closely to chase those targets and to achieve those targets.
Okay. With Mahindra, can you just help us like which, you know, vehicle onwards you'd be able to participate with them?
So Mahindra, we have many relationships now, including tier 1 and tier 2. So for the tier 1 business, wherein we are going to start our sealing products with them, the SOP is going to start in quarter 3. So that is our tier 1 business, but at tier 2 level, with Mahindra, we are already developing their injection molding tooling along with some sealing system for their sunroof system to their tier 1 maker.
Okay, sir. My third question is with regards to the sale process that we received from the exit of the Japanese JV. Can you throw some light like how we are utilizing that?
So on the sale proceeds which we got from the exit of the JV, so around 100 crores we got. So out of that, around 8 crores has been utilized towards the payment of taxes. So out of that balance amount, 25% would be retained for the working capital requirements and rest would be used for the strategic capex requirement of the company. As of now, we have not...
So you would want to use this for the Hutchison JV or the industrial tooling. Have you had any, can you throw some light on that? Like what sort of capex you may look at?
Yeah, as of now, we are not having any JV with the Hutchison. So there could be some technological investment on the machine and the equipment which would be required for this product development, which will be developed in the cooperation of the Hutchison. And industrial product also, product side also, there would not be any requirement because mostly these are the toolings of low value that is developed in-house by the company. So investment would be in this financial year in three areas. One is the capability development in the APDM product. Second is the expansion of the tooling tool room. And for the land requirement on the west area. near Sambhajinagar.
Okay. Fourthly, on the battery division, where are we in terms of break-even? Because we have been guiding that we are trying hard. So any, positive developments out there which you may want to share that, in terms of numbers, probably that what levels we have broken even and where we are in terms of Q2, Q3. Because I think that is denting our margin in a long way.
Yes, you're right. Battery business, that is why in our opening comments also, we categorically said that the focus is basically on minimizing the losses which are contributed by this business. And we are continuously working towards that. We are engaging with customers, getting new customers on board, especially in the energy storage area. And I think quarter one, we did, contribution was not that good, but we are hopeful that quarter two onwards, things may start get better. But it still remains a cause of concern for us.
Yeah. Okay. Fair. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Tanya Desai from BS Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good afternoon, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. I had a couple of questions. First was on aftermarket business. So we can see that this segment has been fastest growing parts in our portfolio, and we have added roughly around 345 products during Q1. I just wanted to understand how this growth trajectory would be like from this particular business. And also, if you could highlight if we can see any kind of constraints in terms of growth, say probably in the distribution reach or any kind of demand.
Tanya, last year also this business grew by 30%. And this year also we are expecting that this business will continue growing at that rate. We started focusing on this business just about 3-4 years back, and we have a long ground to cover. So till that time, this growth momentum will surely be there. And for this growth to continue, we are, like I said in the opening remarks, our focus is basically to improve our product portfolio and as well as our distribution network. So by this, we should be in a growth space, and focus is not only just on the offline distribution, but online networks as well. And warehouse also, we have one distribution warehouse in the north, and I think in this quarter, we'll be establishing one distribution warehouse somewhere in west as well to improve all this. So I think we're quite hopeful that the growth will definitely be there in this business.
Understood, sir. So my next question was to understand about the CapEx for this FY27. We believe that this business has been growing extremely strong, and capacity utilization is expected to improve. So have you outlined any kind of CapEx for this FY?
Yeah, for this financial year, the CapEx is already outlined, as I mentioned in the last question also. So this year, the CapEx would be derived mainly for the EPDM business, because on the injection molding side and the plastic extrusion side, we have sufficient capacity. And new order is also coming up in the EPDM space, where we are growing effectively. And out of that, one new line would be operational in the Q2 itself. And we would be further investing in another two lines in this financial year. And the tooling business also would be the another area where we would be investing this financial year.
Understood, sir. So I believe we expect some incremental capacity investments, right?
Yes.
Okay, sure, sir. Thank you so much, sir. I'll get back into the queue.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Mihir Shah from NB Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Yeah. Congratulations, sir, on the strong start of the year. You have reported over like 34% of consolidated revenue growth in Q1, and have like also indicated a good robust order pipeline. Should we expect the growth momentum seen in Q1 to sustain throughout the year? Or like this was some benefits from low base or deferred orders?
No. This year, even quarter two till date, we are seeing strong growth coming in. That momentum is still continuing.
Okay. Like,
Quarter-on-quarter, I think the what we are expecting the sales numbers to increase.
Okay. Yeah. Sir, another thing I would like to ask is, the EV component of your lifetime order wins has increased like quite sharply to around 64 crores in Q1 and roughly like 11 crores in year-ago period. Like, you have already talked about this in the earlier question, but like how should we think about the contribution from these EV programs to revenues over the next two to three years? How are you seeing any meaningful vehicle, like say, difference in content per vehicle between your EV and ICE programs?
See, first of all, let me make it very clear to you that the products that we make, they are basically engine-agnostic products. Similar product goes in an ICE vehicle and similar goes in an EV also. Only there are certain in EV, basically appearance and all those requirements are little more than an ICE vehicle today. That's where the a little bit of premium-ness happens of our products. Technology side, all these vehicles, they are basically they use similar sealing systems.
Yeah, understood. That's helpful. Sir, our EBITDA margins remain broadly stable in Q1. Could you help me understand like the key factors currently limiting the margin expansion? Also on the PAT level, like how should we look after the growth in PAT? Like how do we expect the finance cost to come down considering the divestment we have done in PPAP Tokai?
Yeah. Okay. The margin side, if you see, in the quarter one, the margins are basically improved. First is due to the better utilization of the CapEx, if we see on the fixed cost absorption. Due to the raw material price increases, the 100% effect we are not able to get on the margin sides. Gradually, as soon as the top line would increase, as we have already indicated, and further the raw material prices are settled and our negotiations with the customer would be stabilized or finalized by the end of quarter two or the early of the quarter three, then automatically there would be reflection on the improvement in the EBITDA margin, and that could directly reflect to our PAT levels also.
Yeah, that's helpful, sir. Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may press star and one at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ask a question, you may press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Hardik Chheda from Lark. Please go ahead.
Sir, with the government opening up this deep sea exploration blocks so many and considering deep sea exploration, how would that figure for our company in the long run?
Sorry?
How big is that opportunity? In recent news there was that the government is opening up more and more blocks for deep sea exploration.
Hardik, we have nothing to do with deep sea exploration.
Acha. Okay. Okay. Sorry. Yeah, just wanted to confirm. Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saket, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Yeah, sir. Actually, I had a question regarding the company's margins. Like historically, pre-COVID, the margin levels were significantly better, and off late, the margins have almost halved. So going forward, how the company sees regarding the margins improving to the pre-COVID levels, or there are some factors that are making the margins go lower?
Yeah, regarding the margins, if we compare with the pre-COVID levels, so pre-COVID levels, the situations were different. The raw material prices were different, and day by day, when your top line is increasing, you are adding more customers, and so you need to be more competitive, and you need to keep the prices as per the market. So the pre-COVID prices is very difficult to achieve again. It is clear, and so margins would improve in Q2, Q3 gradually when the utilization of the assets would be better, and we are also able to settle the pending claims with the customers.
So what would be sustainable margin levels for a longer term period if we see?
Yeah, if you talk about the automotive ancillary like us, and so because the where we have the OEM customer, where we need to be more most the cost competitive, so 12 to 13% margins would be on the sustainable basis.
So now 19%, we expected to go to 12-13%.
Yes.
Okay. But for the last several years, the growth in the top line has been very muted for our company. So sector has grown very well, at the auto sector. But if we see the from 2020 and 2019, from 400 crores, we have just moved to 600 crores in the last 6-7 years. So like, what is plaguing the growth in the sales?
So this year, if you see our quarter number results, so in the Q1, we have the 34% of the growth. So there are certain actions which we have taken in last 2 to 3 years. So now this result has started coming. So this year we will able to have the good growth. At this momentum should continue for the next year also.
So, like sir, have we lost any client over the years? That is why the sales are not grown this much, because the industry has grown much better than what we have grown.
Yeah, no, we have not lost any client per se. I would say, because the industry has grown, because if you see that there was the most, if you see that now the when you see in terms of actual numbers and the value of the car has gone up due to the inflation and other things, because the more advanced features has been added to the car. So on the electrical side, there was more parts were added. So we were not able to get benefit of those areas. If you see, because we were making primarily the sealing system and the injection molded part. So there was not much changes in those categories. However, in the electrical side, there was a more sensor, more advanced feature card are now being developed. So due to that effect, which has been shown in the other auto ancillary player, would not reflect to the our top line.
Okay, one more question, like regarding the debt levels we have. So going forward, like, do we see the company becoming debt-free in some time because of the inflow of money recently we have had? So what are plans regarding the debt?
So in the, for the short-term side, our target is that in next 3 years, at the net level, we would like to be debt-free.
And regarding the capital, regarding capacity utilization, what is the utilization level as of now, sir?
In Q1, it was 73%.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Abhishek Jain for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you very much everyone for joining us today. We hope we have been able to address all your questions effectively. For any further questions or clarifications, please feel free to reach out to us or to our IR advisors, Strategic Growth Advisors. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of PPAP Automotive Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.